This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. Frigid conditions across the United States this Sunday in Kansas City, Missouri at the playoff game. Patrick Mahomes' helmet shatters in the freeze during the game. His backup helmet also frozen. The weather was way too much for the Miami Dolphins, Kansas City winning the game 26-7. Now, despite all this unbelievably cold weather, Republican presidential hopefuls on the campaign trail in Iowa ahead of the caucuses tomorrow night. Sound from former President Trump, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure it out.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
I was shocked at how many people were willing to come, given how much snow's on the ground, but I'm going to use every minute I can to be able to win votes.
To the Middle East now, where it's the 100-day mark of the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel, families demanding the return of the more than 100 hostages kidnapped back on October 7th. The American media virtually silent on reporting on them. There appears to be no end in sight to the fighting, anti-Israel protests going on in Washington, D.C., where the demonstrators calling for a permanent ceasefire to end the war in Gaza. In USA Business News, car rental giant Hertz announcing it's selling about 20,000 electric vehicles, about a third of its fleet. The company says people just aren't renting the EVs, and they cost a fortune to fix. But if you are in the market to own one, though, some solid deals on Hertz's website for car sales. Tesla models available and electric sedans selling for about half of what they were when they were new, so about $25,000 in many cases. The federal government, by the way, offers about a $4,000 incentive check reimbursement for drivers who purchase a used EV. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The city of Chicago struggling with housing illegal aliens, the city being accused by taxpayers, many who are lifelong Democrats, of prioritizing migrants over its residents. Chicago spending a whopping $156 million on migrant housing and care since October of 2022. The Biden administration doing absolutely nothing to stop the flow at our southern border with Mexico. USA Business News now, Detroit's North American International Auto Show moving back to January of 2025 after a less than stellar showing in the month of September where it's been held over the past 2 years. In USA Sports, the University of Alabama picking Washington's Kalen DeBoer to replace legendary coach Nick Saban. He's flown to Alabama late Friday night to meet with the team. Here's USA's Tim Berg on the story.
The college football landscape will be changing forever. Nick Saban is moving on to the next chapter in his life. The Alabama head coach has announced his retirement. In a statement released late Wednesday, Saban said that the 17 years spent in Tuscaloosa weren't just about wins and losses, but about legacy and how they went about it. the goal has always been to help players create more value for their future. He went on to say, Alabama will always be considered home. I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do. We do it for you because it is an American kind of thing, okay? It's not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. If you think that, then maybe something has gotten lost in translation. I don't blame you. More and more people are so frustrated with the political process. They want nothing to do with politics. But that's one thing. But you can't abandon the host here. The host of all this is the American dream and the American way of life. You must stay on board and you must be part of the solution, not adding to the problem. I understand your frustration. The political process has got us where we are right now. The United States of America. Phil Hotzenpiller from American Faith is with us now. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Good morning to you. We've got a cold winter running across America, and hopefully the political landscape will change that cold weather. Ideological.
Yes.
Right now, the nation is being plummeted with cold weather and snow, probably due to Al Gore's global warming initiative.
Yes, right.
But I really think that I think things are changing on the political scene in America. I think people are really coming to some deeper understanding of what's really happening. What's your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you, Bill. I mean, look what's happening to DEI. It's become DIE, which we said from the very beginning years ago. You and I talked about this. This was not a good road to go on. You know, even the Supreme Court realized and had to take a stand and say, look, at affirmative action is done. It has misserved its intent. I think, you know, it's one of those maybe fair observations, bad conclusion kind of thing that we come to. Experience defines preference. Realized affirmative action doesn't work, just like with climate change. We're realizing, again, after all the trillions of dollars, I mean trillions, Phil, that we've spent on climate change, we're realizing, hey, look at, we're back to that old axiom of, you know, the king's running around buck naked and people are afraid to say something. And this is what happens with power and control. And it's all brought to you by a political party. And people need to wise up. And I think I would agree with you that they are wising up and realizing, they're starting to realize the difference between a truth and a lie. And that's where the unraveling begins, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. And, you know, when it really starts to hit your pocketbook, your freedom, threatens your children, you know, these are the triggers that really finally help people come to grips with it. As long as my life, my kids feel safe, I've got a job, you know, I've got a few things kind of in order, most people don't change. It really takes a crisis to change. And we talk about a paradigm shift, and that was a term that was created in the 50s when an experiment, scientific experiment, proved to be other than that what they expected. Mm-hmm. And as they studied it and began to apply that concept to things like sociology, and the way that in psychology we realize that nobody has a paradigm shift without a crisis.
Exactly.
So the crisis of 2020 is now unfolding into a new crisis of, wait a minute, we've been lied to, we've been monetized, we've been controlled, and now it's time we've got to take action.
Exactly. Well, is there, has there been enough pain to where, the people are willing to do this? And I think that maybe Iowa, could be an indication. You know, as cold as it is there right now, people are going to be coming out in numbers to caucus. And this could be, this could be a bit of an indication, Phil.
Yeah, I think it is. And I also think the overwhelming support for Trump is just driving, Democrats crazy, and the rhinos, they just can't figure it out. Why has this guy got so much juice? Mm-hmm. And it's because, honestly, he gets a job done. And
exactly.
He does what he says he'll do. I don't know if you saw the interview of Sammy Bull, the mafia guy, and he said Trump is totally incorruptible. He said, for years I tried to corrupt him. I tried to buy him off, and I couldn't move him an inch. Now think about that.
Wow. Yeah.
You've got a lot of history here where this guy's got integrity.
Right. Well, the other thing too, Phil, look at the fact that you had 91 indictments, you had 2 impeachments. What have they been able to prove other than they can spend a lot of the taxpayers' money? And here they are. I mean, they're exposing themselves. But see, this is how deep the problem is and why it's going to require somebody like Donald Trump. And I don't know. I mean, you and I believe in the hand of God. And, God gives us the leaders that we need. And for some reason, God decided that we needed a 4-week reprieve, our 4-year reprieve with Joe Biden, for us to really realize that the problem was that serious. And now, if we're able to affect the change that we're all praying for, I mean, we're talking a serious uprooting of the establishment and bureaucratic traditions that have gone on for decades that they've always believed would always be there, Phil. Because this, I mean, you're going to come against a lot of power and corruption. And who else can do that? I don't think Nikki Haley has it. I don't think Ron DeSantis has it. I think Donald, and I said this, I think three and a half years ago when I was invited to attend a insider Republican, party confab thing down in Miami, actually it was West Palm Beach. And they asked me then, they said, well, what do you think? And I said, well, DeSantis is a governor. I like him. I think he's great, but now is not his time. We need Donald Trump in the White House because he's the only one that is not beholden to the traditions of the bureaucracy who will fold up like a $2 lawn chair.
Oh, exactly. And, Nikki Haley, Nikki Haley's a globalist, whether anybody wants to say it or not, I'll say it.
Right. Yes.
And she has profited from, the war machine. She's profited from UN connections, and I, quite honestly, I don't trust her. I mean, that's where I'm from. I don't know about you.
Well, I feel similarly. I got to tell you, I do. I have my doubts. Again, we can only choose one anyway. And I think Nikki Haley definitely has exposed herself, and we're seeing it for what it is. And this is why we have campaigns, and we have this information because then you can begin to see, what reality is. Because especially now, Phil, we've been lied to for so long. And this is what started the conversation, is that people are waking up to reality.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's the key right there. It's funny. There's a scripture that says, wake up, you sleeper, come out of the, I have no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. That's Ephesians 5. And I think about, that's kind of what's going on. We see the darkness in the White House that is just bringing evil on the land, much like the Old Testament prophets warned about. And it's time to stand up and say something.
Well, Jesus looked at the fig tree. It wasn't doing what it was designed to do, and he cursed it and it died. Okay, so look at the fig tree of the United States of America. Is it doing what God designed it to do?
Yeah, I'm going to go with no. How about you, Bill?
That's where I'm at. We've got more from Phil Otzenpiller on the other side. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After more than 75 years of gospel broadcasting, the Tide Ministry is thrilled to announce the addition of two new countries to our outreach, North Macedonia and Cameroon. Both countries are prime areas for church growth, and we're delighted to take our ministry to those in desperate need of the gospel. Reaching the people in Cameroon and North Macedonia through conventional mission work is difficult due to poor roads and transportation facilities, the risks of persecution, and other obstacles. However, the ease and accessibility of radio opens the door for the Tide Ministry to reach those who otherwise may be unreachable. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Back with you, Bill Martinez here. Phil Hotzenpiller continues with us. He's the president and founder of American Faith, also senior pastor at Influence Church. Phil, real quick, I do want to talk about what's happening in Taiwan. Boy, a lot of imminent danger. Of course, the war in Israel, continues. We've got Russia, Ukraine. We're all surrounded, by all that. And meanwhile, we've got a war against life, and this Friday will be the March for Life. And the big number, I don't know, Phil, if you saw this or not, but this really blew me away, that according to Worldometer, they found that 44.6 million abortions were performed in 2023 worldwide. 44.6 million. And I'm not sure if that includes chemical abortions, because they've been, you know, holding down that number, or at least tamping it down, or somehow they just don't have the number for it. You know, we've been pretty static at talking about 60 million abortions in the United States of America since Roe v. Wade. That's been a static number, and but, you know, they're saying that chemical abortions probably offer another 40%. So well over 100 million abortions in America, you know, since Roe v. Wade and counting. But this Friday in D.C., people who stand for life are coming together in, again, record numbers, I believe, that will be there, regardless of an Arctic blast or whatever. You know, as my good friend Ryan Bomberger says, is, you know, people who choose life are a hardy bunch, and they will come out in numbers to support the March for Life, sanctity of life, the importance of life. And you know, I think people were shocked after what happened in Ohio, how you know, the abortionists came in and spent a lot of money, an inordinate amount of money, to lie to the people and get them to, you know, pass a law and get approval by Ohioans, which has always been a life state. But now it's pretty much abortion on demand in Ohio.
Well, think about that number. Think about 44 million. That first number caught me, because that's about the population of California.
Yeah,
you think about it. You eliminate California every year with a, with that worldwide number.
Exactly.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. And, well, you know, it is. It really traces itself back to this whole concept of superiority and eliminate those that are unwanted. It's a population control device that goes back to Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
You know, the roots of abortion are not to, you know, just a woman's rights. It really is deeper than that, and women are fooled into thinking that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
So tragic. We pray for, again, more return of God into our government, into our marketplace. And this is one example where we really need to understand the real history and the challenge behind it all, you know, as we proceed as human beings forward.
Well, and what we're violating here, I mean, we're created in the image of God. And when you really ponder and meditate on that idea, you realize, you know, what hallowed ground we are on with each individual. Not only before life, during pregnancy, but post-life. You know, as C.S. Lewis said, I've never met a mere mortal, because we're all made in the image of God. I mean, God is a diverse God. I mean, he loves diversity. Look at his creation. And here it is. But we've got people who somehow, you know, whether it's Margaret Sanger, Adolf Hitler, others, Darwin, who believe that you know, the planet could not sustain. Back in those days, I think it was 1 billion people, then 2 billion. They were all nervous. Now we're at 8 billion, and Bill Gates and everybody, their knees are knocking and wondering, oh, my God, how this is going to happen. Well, you know what? It happens because you're not God, thank God. You know, if you were God, yeah, you would stifle the planet, and that's what you're trying to do. But, you know, God is an ever-creating God, an ever-providing God. And here we are at 8 million, and your theories are laughable to him. You know, God is laughing at you and mocking you from heaven, but you have no ears to hear. And that's really, you know, the reality of what's happening. And more people, Phil, as you mentioned in the first segment, by experience are realizing what the truth is all about. And we have to make a decision. You know, we're at that crossroads between life and death once again. Are you going to choose death and follow the likes of, you know, the Bill Gates and the John Kerrys of the world? Or are you going to follow the cross of Christ at Calvary that leads to life and an abundant life?
Well, there you go. And you know, there's always been two roads. And remember that, keep in mind, the narrow road has less travelers. Right. And so don't be surprised if there's resistance along the way. Jesus made it very clear there's a broad road that leads to destruction, and that choosing life and death happens in everything we do, whether it's the words of our mouth or the actions of our hands. And exactly. We need to make sure that we are, you know, people of the book, and that we understand the Word of God. We understand that we're in a conflict until the return of Christ. And Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. So don't be shocked if your message is not well received on the, you know, the floors of every chamber and house and school in America. That's exactly. Part of what we're about. We believe that there is a good and evil, and we have to resist evil and choose good. We have to pull those from the fire who are really languishing in lostness and show them the light of God.
And as we approximate midnight in America, Phil Hotzenpiller, a little plug to your book, that it intensifies. And this is what we're realizing. I mean, look what happened, you know, for example, just in a political metaphor and example here, is what happened in Taiwan, right? I mean, in a sense, Taiwan, with the threat of death looming over them, you know, China saying, look at it, if you choose independence, you guys are done. We're going to come after you anyway. So you might as well, you know, buckle your knee. But the Taiwanese people said, hell no. Right?
Yep. Well, and just to kind of give everybody a bit of a history. So that was annexed back in the 1800s by China. And Taiwan, when the Republic of China government relocated there in 49, they've basically been in, you know, in a civil war, so to speak, whether it's with guns or with words, you know, since 1949. And all was well until Jimmy Carter. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. And he changed the support for Taiwan. And so since 79, it's been a battle. And what did Biden do? He just re-upped the old Jimmy Carter word and said, no, we don't support an independent Taiwan. And so you see that Taiwan, and the reason China wants it, because they're the number one, you know, chip maker in the world.
Exactly.
You get a hold of that, you're going to control the economy of the world.
Well, and China right now is desperate. They're basically, pretty much on paper, man. They're looking at bankruptcy in certain sectors of their operation here. It does not look good for President Xi, right?
No, they are talking about the paper tiger. They really are the paper tiger. Everything that they do is fake, you know. And people get all nervous and worried, and you know, we've got a person in our church. I won't say what company he works with, but I said when that big new Chinese aircraft carrier came out a few years ago, I said, "Hey, is this a threat?" And he just laughed. He said, "The capability we have is we can take out the entire Chinese Navy in less than 3 hours."
Right. And then on top of that, we found out last week that they forgot to put fuel in their missiles, right? They're putting water in their missiles. Did you hear about that?
No.
No, this is true. I mean, this is crazy. So something, you know, something is going on in China that's pretty suspicious. I mean, in light of them, you know, pounding their military chest, and there must be some countermeasures taking place that, and some of it is of a economic nature. They can't afford to put fuel in their missiles.
Well, there you go. Well, maybe they ought to use an extension cord. Maybe Governor Newsom can help them with the electric.
Oh, that's right. Exactly. Yeah, Mr. Mr. Thomas Edison. Yeah, the modern era, Thomas Edison himself. Yeah, from Newsom. Oh, gosh, have mercy. I'm telling you. Phil Hotzenpiller, he's the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Thank you, Phil. God bless. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
USA News Update. Frigid conditions across the United States this Sunday in Kansas City, Missouri at the playoff game. Patrick Mahomes' helmet shatters in the freeze during the game. His backup helmet also frozen. The weather was way too much for the Miami Dolphins, Kansas City winning the game 26-7. Now, despite all this unbelievably cold weather, Republican presidential hopefuls on the campaign trail in Iowa ahead of the caucuses tomorrow night. Sound from former President Trump, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure it out.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
I was shocked at how many people were willing to come, given how much snow's on the ground, but I'm going to use every minute I can to be able to win votes.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, wait on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope. Emily, maybe you just
let me. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing your part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Well, it's the season, election season, and you know all kinds of craziness is going to take place from the government, and you know, as if we haven't been going through enough the last couple of years. But the FCC now is in focus, and their 2024 agenda includes throttling, censorship, social media regulation, and much more. Just what we need, more government intervention in a free and fair election, hopefully. Well, Deb Collier is with us. She's with Citizens Against Government Waste. Deb, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Bill.
Well, the bureaucrats just cannot help themselves, can they?
No. They're just on a full-on onslaught on every single industry across the country, ranging from telecommunications onward to tech companies and pharmaceutical companies and, you know, you name it, they're after them, any company that's out there.
Well, and particularly when it comes to, you know, free speech. You know, this seems rather obvious. The FCC, who is supposed to protect our free speech and our First Amendment right, I mean, for them to, you know, propose throttling bandwidth, censoring content, social media regulations. I mean, we went through this in 2020, and now it seems like, whoa, they're back, right?
Right. You know, there's two proceedings going on right now. One is actually got completed and adopted by the FCC. That's the digital discrimination order, which is very complicated. But bottom line, it comes down to government control over how internet service providers are going to provide their services and to whom. And then the other one is this new proceeding that they've opened up, which basically pulls us back to 2015 rules of the road for the internet, which didn't work well because investments in broadband deployment declined during that period that those rules were in place. So instead of helping us and helping everybody in the country get connected, particularly those folks in rural America, the SBC seems to be bent on making sure that nobody can get connected that wants to be connected to the internet.
Well, and then that seems to be counter what the administration has been saying, is that they've been promoting especially connection and connectivity for rural areas, and you're saying just the opposite now.
Yeah. Well, with these two rulemakings, it's very clear that that is really not what the administration intends to have happen. And this is on top of the guidance for the $42.5 billion that Congress allocated for broadband deployment in the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, that is supposed to help get people who are not connected connected.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the agency that's in charge of those funds, even in their guidance, they are going to make it more difficult to comply with the rules. So it's just everything that this administration has done is very counter to what they're verbally saying is going to happen. And it's just going to make it really harder to bridge the digital divide.
Well, let me ask you, Deb, why would they target rural areas?
You know, the funding's not just going to rural areas. It's going to cities, towns, municipalities. And a lot of this is really just so that they're making it the rules of the road so hard that only government entities will be able to provision broadband. So this is really an attempt by the government to take over a very thriving industry. Mm-hmm. And anybody that, you know, has seen how the government works knows that they're not exactly the most skilled at developing new technologies. Mm-hmm. We've seen that for decades where, you know, they're slow on the ball on getting their own IT systems up to speed. The master death file has not been modernized for decades. You know, and that's where, you know, all the data comes in on who's alive and who's dead. And, you know, that system needs modernized and secured. There's just so many problems with technology and government. So do we really want the government running and operating our internet systems?
Exactly.
Not sure we do.
No. I mean, can you imagine if they were running, the cell phone industry? We'd still be dealing in the age of big bricks in our hand, you know, a big brick.
Pretty much.
Right, yeah. I mean, sadly, that's the situation. Deb, if you can help us understand, when you talked about digital discrimination, there's some nuance here, and you said it is complicated. But what all this is coming down to, typical of the current government and those in the bureaucracy today, it is about setting up a system that's going to give them a planned result. This is not a constitutional issue where we want free flow of ideas and exchange of ideas, which our founding fathers had designed for us, especially with the First Amendment. This is what it's come down to is there are bureaucrats and they're thriving within our government that want to control how we think, what we say, and what we do.
Right. And essentially, this boils down to one page in a 2,000 page bill known as the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. One page, one section, one small section that basically asked the FCC to determine if there was any evidence of discrimination in, the telecommunications space. And if there was, to adopt rules to ensure that everybody in the U.S. has equal access to broadband and identify the steps the agency is to take to eliminate any discrimination that is found. The interesting aspect to this is that, and this was noted in a letter from Senator Cruz and several other Republicans in the Senate, was that the FCC found little to no evidence that there was any intentional, and that's a key word here, any intentional discrimination by the industry based on the characteristics that are substantially considered disparities in access. So there's no evidence for this proceeding even to have gone as far as it did.
Mm-hmm. And so now, what are we left with?
Well, what we're left with now is that Congress is going to have to basically go back to the drawing board and, you know, either through a congressional resolution of disapproval, a CRA, or, some other action to correct the FCC's efforts. And given that we currently have Republicans in control of the House, Democrats in control of the Senate, any effort to dismantle what the FCC is doing isn't going to go anywhere this Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's placing us in a really difficult situation for technology to continue to grow and prosper and allow people the access that they want to the Internet.
How will this compromise our ability to compete internationally, Deb?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we're competing against China, which is a top-down mandated, you will do this, you will do that, but they also censor all the information coming out because everything's government-run in China.
Mm-hmm. Well, Deb, we got to leave it there. Deborah Collier has been our guest. She's with Citizens Against Government Waste. Deb, appreciate all the information. Thank you so much. Please stay in touch, okay?
Sure will. Thanks, Bill.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, each year since the first anniversary of Roe v. Wade in 1973, thousands of pro-lifers from all over the country have banded together and braved the cold and sometimes wet and dreary Washington, D.C. weather. And it seems like this year will be no exception. Of course, all are hoping and praying for the Supreme Court to, in which it already did, of course, change its decision on June the 24th, 2022. These prayers and petitions were answered as the March for Life quickly approaches March for Life celebration this Friday in Washington, D.C. We've got Gary Schneeberger from Focus on the Family joining us now to tell us more about it. Gary, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
I am doing well. It's a little cold here in Wisconsin, but other than that, it's good.
Well, it's we've got that Arctic blast going, and of course we saw some of the football games over the weekend. Woo-hoo. I mean, yeah. It was rather chilly. There's no doubt about it. And of course, we've got the Iowa caucus taking place today in very cold weather. But look at Midwesterners are a hearty bunch. You can handle all this kind of stuff. We'll see what happens this weekend. And of course, pro-lifers have been rather hardy as well over the years in taking on the weather, and this Friday will be no exception as we enter in this sanctity of life month, and kick everything off with the March for Life this Friday, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and it is that is the real focus point of the year for folks who are pro-life is to not only that march is existence, but to be part of that march if they're able to do it. It really is a rallying point for those of us in the pro-life community for sure.
Well, I got to tell you, Gary, I was shocked this morning when I read the numbers. According to Worldometer, they found that 44.6 million abortions were performed in 2023 worldwide. Now, I couldn't figure out and discern whether that 44.6 million abortions included chemical abortions, because we know here in the United States that number has been, kind of etched and hidden, from us. We know by rough estimates, probably looking at another 40%, the static 60 million has been one that's been used over and over again since Roe v. Wade. But you add those two, and it's well over 100 million just in the United States alone. But last year, 44.6 million abortions worldwide. That is a huge, mind-blowing number in and of itself, whether or not it does include chemical abortions.
Yeah, I mean, it is, it continues to be, and I don't use this word lightly, and other people have used it, don't either, it's a holocaust.
Yes, it is.
Of the pre-born. And that's why, you know, the March for Life is there. That's why the encouragement and sanctity of Human Life Month is to get people to not just talk to others about pro-life issues, but, you know, to also fight for them. Because, you know, when Roe was overturned, that did not mean abortion's illegal nationwide forever. It just moves the issue to the states, as you know, Bill, and there's a lot of work to be done in the states legislatively.
Well, of course, we saw what happened in Ohio, how a lot of money, outside money, came in and influenced a traditional pro-life state that basically went, made an opposite turn. And, you know, of course, people in retrospect say, well, there was misinformation and that sort of thing. But people need to understand that, yes, this has become overly politicized. The era of misinformation is out there in record numbers. And so anything that requires our voting requires our vigilance to make sure that we understand, you know, what is happening. And really what the true, you know, truth of the matter really is here, that could sway a one-time, you know, pure life state to become one that would accept abortion on demand, which was quite shocking. But again, that just reinforces and highlights the need, for pro-lifers to continue to fight on, right?
Oh, absolutely, and it's a fight, as you said, as I indicated. It's yes, there's voting we have to do. Yes, there's work legislatively we have to. We also have to, you know, we have to win the hearts and minds of folks, and we have to be prepared to speak the truth about life in the womb. We have to have those conversations with friends, not get in arguments, not be demeaning, not be angry, but to have true arguments. And by that, I don't mean fights. I mean make an argument, make a case mm-hmm. for why you are pro-life and why that is indeed, as we've said before, our ad, last year made this point. It's a baby in the womb.
Yes, exactly.
And mm-hmm. we have to make that point to people so we can change hearts and minds.
Well, to me, the inarguable point is that God is pro-life. Okay. If you want to debate and you want to argue with God over that. God can handle it. God says, I'll contend with those that contend with you. And he's bring your questions, you know, whatever it is, you know, come talk to me. Let's understand this, you know, what's going on. But, you know, when we become so ideologically fixed and we want things our way and we choose our way instead of God's way, well, there's a day of reckoning that's coming. And in some cases, Gary, those days happen individually, a soul at a time. And here it is. I mean, we can, we're at that position with all the technology and following the science. You know, COVID, you know, trained us in and repeated in our skulls. Yeah, we should follow the science. Well, you follow the science, it's indisputable. I mean, just on the scientific deal, okay? But set science aside, how about what God has to say? How about the one who is the originator, the creator of all the heavens and the earth? What does he say about life? And this is an individual decision that must be made. I mean, women have been on the streets, mostly women, some men on the streets. It's my body, you know, my choice. Well, you know, I'll go with you, but why is it that you want to use my money?
Right.
You know.
Right. And you're right about prayer. We need to be praying about how to engage with those who might not agree with us. But in terms of the science, that can be very compelling to show the science to folks who are on the pro-abortion side. And I think you and I talked the last time I was on about when we were talking about our It's a Baby Act, the Mayo Clinic, the gold standard of healthcare in the United States. They have an article on their website about first trimester, what to expect. And they refer to that what some people call clump of tissue. They refer to that life in the womb as a baby, 34.
Exactly. Right.
So it is science. The science is right there. So you can't have those discussions with folks without, yes, we absolutely rest in the Word of God, but you can have those discussions on science with others who don't, who aren't there yet.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, fundamentally, there are things that we know in our nature. That's what It's a Baby was all about. We address the fundamental issues. Ryan Bomberger was on with us earlier, and his life story is incredible. I mean, his life started as a result of a rape. And, of course, that's one of the championing, you know, exceptions, you know, for abortionists and others out there that are thinking in the ways of men think. But Brian Bomberger is just an incredible success story, and I've met others who were conceived out of rape and were so quick to discount that life. And as Ryan says, here we are, we're going to perpetrate one act of violence to another and further the violence on an unborn child. And fortunately, his birth mother had the courage to give him up for adoption, and of course, for those that are familiar with his story, is incredible. And I know for some people they might say, you know, Gary, oh, that's, you know, that's a unique story. He's an anomaly. But we know that again, following the science and whatever facts that we can come up with, and it's hard sometimes to come up with these numbers, is that 1% of the pregnancies are as a result of abortion. So 1% of these babies that have a future, that have, they could have a life, an incredible life, and be incredible, you know, contributors to society, is snuffed out, you know, because of this. And this is a tough, no doubt, it is a tough decision. And I agree with women that this is, and with men involved too, the father of these children. This is a personal issue that should be, you know, discussed between you and your doctor. This is what Dobbs' decision was all about, so that you would have that opportunity, because that really comes down to freedom, you know, freedom of choice. But when it gets all convoluted with who's paying for it, and you want taxpayers to have an infringement upon their own conscience and say, okay, I need you to pray, I need you to pay, you know, for my, and I'm not talking about in situation of a rape, but I'm talking about because of a pregnancy, and because it's convenient for you, somehow you seemingly think at this moment that it's convenient for you to, you know, discharge and discard your child, as opposed to seeing that child through. There are services, as you know, Gary, that are there for the long haul, not only for the pregnancy, but beyond. And that has been a great contributor and victory, I believe, for life, hasn't it?
Well said.
Well, I'm going to let you wrap things up. Remind everybody where they can go for more information regarding, you know, this Friday that's coming up, and how they can join the cause to be champions for life here. That's what we need. We need more champions for life.
Yeah, you can go to focusonthefamily.com. We have a book there about a free family guide about the issue of abortion for Sanctity of Human Life Month. So you can download that, and you can get all kinds of great ideas for how to engage.
Thank you, Gary Schneeberger.
Tell me about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a